Morning. I'm Eva from Hong Kong, and also today I also work as a convener for this session. This session is Intelligent Counseling System, and I would like to introduce the speaker, Professor C.M. Liu. He is the Vice President, Technology and Development at the Open University of Hong Kong, and he was a physics professor at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute for 20 years before joining the Open University of Hong Kong in 1998. He received his PhD in astronomy from the University of California at Berkeley. His professional interest in computational astrophysics and technology-based education. At the OUHK, he is responsible for the planning and development of technology infrastructure for the whole university in teaching, research, library services, student-related services, and administrative services. He oversees the operation of three departments, including Information Technology Unit, Educational Technology and Publishing Unit, and Library, to meet the needs of the university. Okay, today we have Professor C.M. Liu to conduct the seminar.
Thank you, Eva. What I'd like to do today is to talk a little bit about a project that we started a couple of years ago. It's part of a project in an initiative called the Center for Innovation and was funded by the government. This project actually involves the collaboration between the university and other vendor which work on it to do essentially to develop a sort of intelligent system which will allow university to perform counseling without doing it in person with students. So what I'd like to do in my talk is I will give a little bit of background about the project and the motivation behind it. And then I will show a very short, about 5 minutes video clip demonstrating the various features of the system. And then I will go into a little bit detail in describing the design concepts and features of the system. In particular, there are several important aspects of it, namely in the use of ontology in searching, also animation in terms of the user interface. And then I'll talk a little bit about the outlook of the project and the challenges that we are facing. We will put up the slide in the website later on through the EduCourse website, so there's no need to worry too much about the content themselves. Okay, let me say a few words about what the Open University of Hong Kong really is. This is a picture of the main campus. It's a building with about 12 floors, and the total floor area is about 40,000 square meters. We just completed the second wing, which is the one in front. So let me give you a few facts and statistics about the university. The university was established by the government in 1989, and it gained university status about 10 years later. It's probably the only university in the world which was established by the government and yet has to be self-financing. We do not receive any financial support for our recurrent expenditure, unlike other government established universities. When it was established, basically it's a university offering distance learning education to working adults. However, about 10 years ago, we start offering full-time face-to-face teaching to school leavers. So for the distance learning part, we have a so-called the open access policy, meaning that anybody who is 17 years or older will be admitted irrespective of their previous academic qualification. Right now, we have about 13,000 distance learning students, so these are working adults. And then for the full-time face-to-face program, we have about 5,500 students. The average age of students for distance learning is about 35. For the full-time face-to-face, about 22. So these are like school leaver ages. Altogether, we have close to 680 full-time staff, and we also employ almost 1,000 part-time staff. Most of them are tutors for the distance learning program. And for the teaching staff, we have about 200 full-time academic staff. The annual budget of the university is about $75 million U.S. dollars. So from that, you can probably figure out how much we charge each student per year. Basically, to get a bachelor's degree for distance learning adults, it would take about $20,000 to complete the whole degree program. So that's relatively inexpensive compared to many, in fact, comparable to many state universities in the state. We have four schools at the university: the School of Arts and Social Science, Business Administration, Education, Language, Science and Technology, and we also have a continuing and professional education arm called the LEPACE. We also have a very small research center called CRIDO, focusing on adult and distance learning. And we offer over 200 sub-degree and degree programs. Each year, we deliver about 700 courses per year. So there are essentially three study modes, namely distance learning, mainly for working adults, full-time face-to-face teaching for school leavers, and we also have about 200 to 300 students enrolled in e-learning programs. These are students from all over the world. The programs are mainly postgraduate level programs. So this is the Open University. So now you have some idea of what the university is like. So remember, OEHK is a governed, established, and yet has to be self-financing. Okay, and we have a combination of distance learning students who are working adults, also school leavers who are taking face-to-face full-time classes. So why do the project? Basically, as I indicated, namely that the majority of the students are distance learners. In the learning mode is that we do not hold any in-class instruction, and students do not need to come to class, so they do not need to be on campus, which means that as far as any kind of student services, they also expect that they need not come to campus to do all these things, unlike the typical traditional university. So this is something that we as a university need to consider. Because of the open admission policy and the fact that we have a credit system, and students are working adults, so they essentially would demand flexibility and conveniences, and they would like to have things done during off hours related to their studies. So in terms of accessing things they need and also making inquiry, they expect 24 hours access, essentially, without coming to campus. This is the expectation of students. And the fact that we are a self-financing university means that our revenue mainly comes from tuition, so we have to treat these students with respect and care. And so we need to make sure that their needs are satisfied and that our operation must be very efficient. So this is essentially the mandate that we have to fulfill in running the university. Well, in providing student services, basically because we are a self-financing institution, so you always have to think from the point of view of efficiency and also cost, okay? So if I make a plot of cost versus efficiency and consider different ways a university can communicate or can provide services to students, you can essentially, the plot may look something like this. So the least efficient way and most costly way is have students come to campus to do to perform any kind of transaction with the university, which would mean that the student need to spend time and money to be on campus, and we need to have people on campus and staff to deal with them. We also have a call center, which is very similar to call centers of the, like in business, where we handle phone calls, web chats, and email handled by a small staff of call center people. And so essentially, the establishment of call center reduces the cost per transaction with students. And finally, for very standard types of inquiries, we also provide some sort of frequently asked question things and put them on the web. So this is the way we deal with student services. However, many of you may think that, well, there are certain things we may not be able to do it through any of these means except through in-person, face-to-face interaction. And counseling is certainly one of them, because the type of questions that students ask or expect are maybe fairly complicated. So the more important motivation for the project is that frequently these working adult students, they have questions regarding their study. For example, they may want to know which program or courses are suitable for their career development, because they're working adults, okay? They are not school leavers. They want to know exactly what programs and courses the university offer that they should take in order to satisfy their needs. And finally, they may have some previous academic qualification, and they want to know whether those could be recognized so that they essentially have some sort of credit transfer to help them shorten the period of time for the study with the university. So these are the type of questions we frequently receive from students. And obviously, it would be very hard to provide answers to these questions in some simple way, because individuals differ so much in terms of their background, in terms of needs, and so on. There are no standard answers, so to speak, for some of these questions. And the fact that we would like to minimize, essentially, the face-to-face in-person interaction with students, what we want to do is to essentially develop an online, so that they can do it through the web, intelligent, meaning that it must be able to answer complicated questions in a student counseling system. The idea is to be able to provide prompt, okay, because working adults, they are very impatient, okay, their time is very precious. So it has to be round-the-clock academic counseling or advising services for prospective and current students to facilitate the planning of their studies. So this is the motivation behind the whole thing. So let's take a look what we can do. Well, essentially, the system that we have developed, which is still in the prototype, we call it the I counseling. The I stands for intelligent. This system basically, at this point, has two major modules. The first module deals with issues of academic counseling, meaning that it involves answers to questions like career development, program of study, type of courses they can take, staff that essentially handle different kinds of services, and the different learning modes that they can participate, and other concepts, and so on. So this is the major, in fact, the academic counseling part is the major part of the system. We also have another component dealing specifically, we call it the academic advisement. This module basically answers questions which are very specific to students which are already enrolled within university, to question us exactly what courses they want to take in terms of priority for a given semester, and for example, whether a student would be able to graduate, because for distance learning part, we have essentially adopted a credit system, and students can actually take a long time to graduate if they want to. There is no time limit on how long they can take to complete their degrees. And so there are also questions like the honor classification check and also program details and so on. So these two modules deals with different questions. And because of the nature of the questions and answers and so on, the type of responses are very different. And in fact, when we design the system, we use different ways to handle it. So what I'd like to do now is to show a short video clip of the iCounseling system to describe exactly what it can do.
The Intelligent Counseling System, or iCounseling System, provides 24/7 counseling services in two main areas, academic counseling and academic advisement. Academic counseling handles inquiries related to programs, courses, career, learning mode, and so forth. Academic advisement, on the other hand, is mainly for planning study, checking graduation status, and checking honors classifications. In this video, you will see the iCounseling system in action. When users visit the homepage of the iCounseling system, our iAmbassador appears and provides services to them. The iAmbassador, who is an animated character with text-to-speech capability, is always standing by to greet and interact with students in natural language.
Hi, I am the iAmbassador of OUHK. How can I help you? Please enter your question below.
The iAmbassador is fluent in multiple languages, such as English, Cantonese, and Putonghua, and these can be extended to include other languages if necessary. Academic counseling. Prospective students frequently look for program information. As with common search tools, students simply enter keywords or even a question into the iCounseling system. For example, a student might type the phrase, "I want to be an accountant," into the iCounseling system. A list of matching items will appear. All items found by the iCounseling system are grouped into categories, not like conventional search tools, which simply list all search results mixed up together. When the student clicks the first item in the results listed below, a pop-up window will appear with the career details for accountant. The pop-up window shows an overview of what is required for this career. At the bottom of the window, all related items relevant to this career will be displayed. The student can explore the details of relevant programs. For example, the student might click the program Bachelor of Business Administration in Accounting. The student can then enroll directly in a program or courses that will benefit their career goal. In some cases, prospective students want more information about available learning modes and other study-related issues. For example, a student may type in the question, "How will I study?" The iCounseling system will provide suggestions based on administrative workflows. These workflows are designed by frontline academic counselors who frequently handle student inquiries. The system will guide the student step by step to get the information they are looking for. Academic advisement. If students do not know what questions or keywords to start with, they can choose from among several common cases listed in the iCounseling system. For example, if a student wants to know what courses should be taken, they can check out program details. If they want to plan their study, they can do this with a single click. These features are part of the Academic Advisement module. In this module, four major features are provided: Study Planner, Graduation Check, Program Details, and Honors Classification Check. Students can use the Study Planner to help them plan what courses to take in the coming semester. Three simple steps are required. First, students select an intended program, for example, the Bachelor of Business Administration in Accounting. Then a list of courses in the selected program will come up. Students can rate these courses based on their preferences. After students submit their ratings, a list of courses with details will be shown, and the study planner will indicate which courses are suggested and which are not. Program requirements and regulations can be complicated, and the study planner provides students with some useful suggestions about which courses to enroll in. Another feature is program details. The program details feature provides a comprehensive view for students to check the detailed requirements of different programs. Current students who want to know about their progress toward graduation will find the graduation check feature very useful. By using graduation check, students can see at a glance how they are doing in each course group of a program and if they have enough credits to graduate. Another feature, honors classification check, is mainly for helping our staff to determine the level of honors a student will get on graduation. It is also very useful for students who have enough credits to graduate, but whose overall results are not satisfactory. These students can decide if they want to take some more courses and try for a higher level of honors before applying for graduation. Overall, the iCounseling system provides students with a better search experience as additional guidance is provided for complex queries. It is expected that, with the continuing buildup of domain knowledge in the system, its intelligence and accuracy will further improve.
So the video clip gives you an idea, a basic idea of how the iCounseling system works. So what I'd like to do next is to explain in a little bit more detail the concept behind the design of the system. Well, as I said before, the system consists of two main components, the academic counseling and the academic advisement. And these two major modules, the way it's designed and so on, are very different. So let's first of all take a look at the academic advisement module first. The academic counseling module uses a so-called ontology-based search engine. So I'll talk a bit about that later because it's slightly more complicated. On the other hand, the academic advisement module simply is based on optimizing the choices that the student submit regarding any of the questions on study planner, graduation check, and so on. So if you remember, the academic advisement module basically has four functions, study planner, graduation check, program detail, and honor classification check, and so on. The way it works is that, for example, if you take the situation of study planner, a student will need to essentially rate a number of courses that he or she would like to consider taking, giving each of the course some sort of ranking and preference, and then based on that input, the system would determine a set of courses that the student ought to take and the schedule for that. So this would be the answer provided. So how does it work? Basically, the way this module works is that all the academic program requirements are directly stored on in a simple data model. And then when the students submit the preferences, this would be the selection would be matched with the program requirement using a mathematical formulation an optimization process. So this is like an optimization problem with an effectively an exact solution which would then be provided to the student. So the solving this optimization problem, we use the Lingo solver, which is an optimization software, to find solution, and it's very quick. So within less than 1 second, the student would get an answer to this query. This is a schematic diagram of how the system works, and I'm not going to go into detail, but basically, I want to emphasize that for the academic advisement module, it's simply solving a set of optimization equations subject to certain constraints, and these are constraints based on the preference of the student submitting. Now, the next thing is the academic counseling module. This is slightly more complicated. In the case of academic counseling, basically the type of questions students ask could be fairly complex, and it doesn't have may not have a sort of a unique or best solution because there's so many different situations. And also, the type of inquiry the student raised would be equivalent to trying to find answers to a whole set of different questions, like trying to search for relevant information. So if you recall, the interface of the academic counseling module will look something like that. You have we call it I Ambassador, which is like an animated character to communicate with the student. And before I go on, let me just quickly review with you that in order to provide answer to questions related to academic counseling, it would not be a good idea to simply proceed with the traditional keyword search, because keyword search is not very effective. For example, let's say you may be interested in knowing what courses would be available in a computing program at the university. So if you use keyword search, simply type the keyword computing program on the OUHK website. You will find that it will give you a list of possible responses, and just like a typical Google or Yahoo search, and you don't know which one would be the right one. So for example, let's say if you take the first one, you'll find in fact this is related to what we call top-up list of computing program. Top-up list meaning suppose somebody has already completed a sub-degree in the program and want to complete the degree, what other courses the person need to take. So this is certainly not something that we had in mind initially. On the other hand, if you pick another item on the list, this gives you the list of all the undergraduate courses in the program. So this is in fact what you want. So the point is that in a typical traditional keyword search, you have to go through the list to find out exactly which item would provide the best answer for you, and this would be very time consuming and not very good. So effectively, keyword search is not very good because it often provides irrelevant information because it's based on the use of synonymous terms which relate to things that you do not really want, and also could provide ambiguity in its answer. So for example, in a general case, if you go to Google and type Apple, okay, A with the capital, the search engine does not know whether you're referring to the Apple company or the Apple fruit. So it gives you a list of things related to Apple, and you don't know which one is which. So it's that kind of ambiguity will exist whenever the word that you type in may have different meanings. And certainly it's a many step process, so it's very time consuming, so it's not very good as far as providing responses to students. So in order to really design a system which would have some sort of intelligence to provide correct answers, we have to go to a different way of searching using the concept of ontology. Well, many of you may not even have heard of the word ontology. What is ontology? Well, ontology, the word actually comes from two Greek words combined together. Onto means being, and logos means word. So together, one can define ontology as an explicit specification of a conceptualization of a domain, meaning that it's a way of describing some concept explicitly, okay, their relationships and so on. In fact, in Wikipedia, it gives a somewhat more easy to understand definition when ontology is applied in computer science and information science. There, an ontology is simply a formal representation of knowledge as a set of concepts within a domain, and the relationship between those concepts. So ontology is a way which will help you organize information knowledge in a coherent way that you can understand how the different concepts are related to one another. So let me go one step further. If I want to use ontology to describe something, how would I go about doing that? Well, in ontology, there are several building blocks, basically four of them. There's a building block called concept or classes. A concept can essentially could be a set or a collection of objects, okay? And then within a concept, you could have individuals. So these are the basic objects. And each of these objects may have certain properties. We call that attribute. And the relationship between the objects, we call it relationship. So these are related to one another. So essentially, these four building blocks allow you to construct a scheme which relates different concepts and objects within a framework. So let's a bit even more specific, give you a simple example of ontology. So here we have concept, individual, and attributes. So fruit, the term fruit, when I say fruit, in your mind you know that there are different kinds of fruits. So therefore fruit could be a class of something, and that something could be an apple or orange or banana or strawberry and so on. So within ontology, the individual in this case would be apple, orange, or banana, and they belong to this concept or class called fruit, okay? And for example, for apple, it has the property, namely, it could be red or green, depending on the type of apple you have. And when you feel it, the texture is hard. For the case of orange, the color is orange. And the texture is, when you squeeze it, it kind of feels like some juicy. And in the case of banana, most of it is yellow, except when it's really too ripe, then it's brown and yucky. The texture is soft. So here you have concept, individuals, attributes applied to the case of fruit. In the same way, we could do the same thing if we take the concept of beverage. When you hear the term beverage, what do you see in your mind? You see, it could be something soft drink, different kind of drinks, right? Juice or water, even water is something that's liquid. So beverage is also a concept, and the individuals under beverage could be apple juice, orange juice, strawberry juice, or watermelon juice, or what have you, coffee and so on. And the attribute would be the taste or the color and so on. So now we have concept, we have individuals, and the properties. So now we need to relate these things. How do we go about doing that? We need to establish some sort of relationship. For example, under the concept fruit and beverage, what's the relationship between fruit and beverage? Well, the two must be related because some type of beverage are actually made from fruits, right? In the same way that apple juice is made from apple, orange juice is made from orange, and so on and so forth. So now, this is an example of an ontology describing fruit and beverages. So how do we apply this ontology framework to the case of academic counseling? Well, in academic counseling, we would think about the concept of career, program, major, courses, and so on and so forth. And what about the individuals? In that case, would be individual courses, individual majors, individual careers, like you could be a physicist, a mathematician, or an accountant, and so on. So let's apply this concept of ontology to academic counseling. So I have class on the top. So career could be a concept, right? Program is a concept, and course is a concept. And under each of these concepts, there are objects or individuals. So for example, under career, You could have a marketing manager, accountant, physicist, here business development manager, and so on. So these are professional careers belonging to this concept called career. On the program, I define this as, so marketing manager is a career, accountant is a career, so we label this. In the same way, program, on the program, the object could be Bachelor of in Business Administration, BBA, in accounting, or BBA in marketing, or it could be Bachelor of Science in Physics, or Bachelor of Science in Mathematics, okay? Likewise, in the case of course, it could be a course in company accounting, introduction to marketing, or introduction to physics, or linear algebra, and so on and so forth. So now I've defined the three classes, namely career, program, courses, and under each I have given examples of the objects under each of the classes. So now let's say, suppose I have a student who asks a question. Before doing that, we need to establish the relationship. Remember, in ontology, we need to establish relationship among the objects as well as concepts. So, for example, program is related to career because, in a way, in order to be a physicist, you may want to major in physics. So, you take a physics program, right? Study physics program. So, career and program are related in the sense that the two are related. Likewise, program and course are related. Okay. In the same way that each of the individual under the concept are also related to one another. So now you have essentially a framework relating to all these concepts or objects and so on. So now having essentially like some sort of you can call it a concept map or mind map, okay, relating these to these ideas. Now, how do we apply it to the case of answering questions related to these things? An example would be, suppose a student asks a question, what does it take to be an accountant? So now in this question, there is this keyword, accountant. So now you can try to match this keyword, accounting, to this ontology framework. So here you see, what do you see? You see accountant, right? So accountant is related to the program and degree and so on. So therefore, the response to this question would be, in order to be an accountant, you need to have a bachelor's degree, complete a bachelor's degree in accounting. Okay? In the same way, suppose somebody asks a question, which programs require taking a course in marketing. So again, you use the keyword marketing and see where would it lead you. So there's the word marketing under course, and it's related to the two degree programs. So therefore, both BBA in accounting and BBA in marketing would require you to take a course in marketing. So this is a very simple example. Namely, the thing you need to do is initially you need to construct this kind of ontology framework. Once you've done that, then it would help you to provide a meaningful answer to questions rather than using simple keyword search, which may give you incorrect or meaningless answers. So that's the whole thing, the whole concept behind the search engine for this module. Okay, so essentially for the academic counseling module, the information retrieval is based on the use of ontology. Okay, so we could start out by simply typing a keyword which represents an individual object. And then the engine will essentially look at the property or attribute of that object and then do a related search to find a related answer. So this is the most basic type of ontology-based search, I call it the type one. Or you could, if you already know the concept of that term, rather than the basic term itself, then it's a higher level, okay? If you are looking for something related to know that it's a course, so you could search for course instead of the name of the of a specific course. Another type of higher level search is that instead of using the related concept, you use to you directly find the related concept based on the keyword search. So this is what we call a type two, which was shown earlier in the video. And there could also be a situation where if you can directly know what you want, namely looking for the career related to accounting, then you can directly get to the answer provided and simply click the relevant word. It will give you all the information you need about being an accountant. So this, a further step would be you can also search for concepts related to this accountant word. So this is even more high level. So all these things are essentially built into the system, which allow you more flexibility. However, you may ask, well, it could be very complicated. How do I construct all these ontology framework for the different situations and so on? For a general user, they may find it very difficult. So the idea is that we can do something to help out, sort of predefine some of these ways or tracks to getting the answer. And this type of search, essentially we call it the guided search or administered search. So this is like a higher level search procedure in the ontology based information retrieval. So I've given you an example of the setup and ontology framework involving individual and different classes. And as I said, although ontology provides semantic rich description, it would be very difficult for normal users to make the best use of this framework. So the idea now is if we have somebody behind the scenes, so to speak, to do something, sort of predefine some of these pathways for the user, then it would even help to facilitate the whole search problem. This approach I call the admin flow, meaning generate a pathway based on the knowledge and experience of the staff. So essentially construct these kind of maps. So for example, if you have an experienced academic counsel, they will know exactly the types of things that normally students would ask, and they will essentially channel the search engine in a way that would provide the answer very quickly. So this is what we call an administered or guided search. So the idea is that with the academic counselor, they would know exactly how these things are related and essentially look for the correct pathway. Okay. So the knowledge about ontology search can be captured in this kind of flow and built into the system to make it easier to get to the correct answer. So I'll very quickly go through this, and then there's the even the higher level search using this guided thing. For example, we have questions like already defined. If students are interested in the study mode, then we have questions labeled here, and you simply pick that. It will give you all the information about different learning modes and their properties. So, for example, distance learning, I will immediately provide all the information about this kind of learning mode. Okay. So, by simply picking one item, a student would know exactly what the results are. Another feature of the system is that we want to make it somewhat more personal. Okay. So, therefore, we use a animated character, we call the I ambassador, to handle the inquiry. In order to do that, we apply essentially use this technology called the Oddcast. So you can essentially use a picture of a real person and then implant in that person the eye movement, the mouth movement, and so on, and then couple with text-to-speech and natural language, it would make it feel real, like a real person. Okay, so you have seen an example of that. So this is essentially trying to make the system look like a real person. So I've given you roughly a sort of a rough idea of how the system works. And essentially, with the eye counseling system, we can provide somewhat better service for students in the sense that we have a pretty intelligent Q&A interface. It can operate 24 hours a day without being tired or grouchy and not angry at you, because the real human being cannot work 24 hours a day. Also, the type of searching result could be more relevant. We used ontology-based search, and also the concept of administered search through pre-designed admin flows. And all this essentially would allow the university to supplement and replace some of the more labor-intensive student services in the future. But what are the challenges that we need to think about to further develop this system? The thing to remember is that academic counseling requires really accurate answers to researchers, because if it's not accurate, then it defeats the whole purpose. Suppose you have this system which gives you a slightly wrong answer, then still will come back, hey, wait a minute, you told me to do this, and now this is not right, then the university could get sued. So it's extremely important that any results that we generate must be accurate. So this is why it's so important to provide accurate answers and relevant answers. And semantic searching, as you have seen, really is still in the research stage, so there's still a lot of things which can go wrong or which can go right. So we are still essentially in a stage where exploring, okay, new ways of doing things. The difficult part really is how to build the domain ontology, meaning this ontology framework based on different concepts, different individuals or objects and their relationship and so on, based on information from different data sources, not just a single one, but different data sources. And furthermore, to maintain and verify this domain ontology can be very difficult. Why is that? Think of the example of just language. When you learn a language, you may think, well, learn some language are dead, namely when you learn it, that's it, you can use it for the rest of your life. But no. Language is a live thing. Each year, new terms will come out, new meaning to terms will come out. So how do you fit in, essentially, these new relationships into this framework? So we need to keep track of these things. And the other thing is that, in general, academic counselors, they are not programmers. They are not necessarily technically trained people, so expecting them to be able to define these things very precisely can be a very daunting process. So these are the type of difficulties we have to face in order to proceed with further development of this system. Well, I guess I'll stop here, and if there's any questions, I'll be happy. Well, we have not yet launched it to a student yet. We have a pilot, okay? We are still testing it. So far, what you have seen is working in a sense. It's still very limited because the what's in the system right now essentially are based on the sort of the common questions we expect from students. On the other hand, you'll find that some students may play with the system because it's sort of there's some intelligence in it, so they may say, they may sort of type in or ask very crazy questions and see how the system will respond. And so far, it seemed to be fairly intelligent in terms of giving the correct answer.